How critical is this week one game against Cincinnati? What am I going on, Kay Adams?
Buccaneers fans, the sage of Tampa Bay sports is here. The Ira Kaufman podcast is on. Mr. Bill Curry Ford, the water damage whisperer. If you missed our last podcast, it's right there for you this week. Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Podcast Addict. Now, Ira, we haven't had a review on Apple Podcasts in a while. We're not big on asking for reviews, but you know what? I want to see a review.
I don't care if it's 3 out of 5. Show me a review.
Yeah. Show.
I guarantee you what it's going to be about. I'll put money on it. Nobody mentioned about me.
No.
Not always, Lee. Not always.
No, only 3 or 4.
Lee's beloved. Hey, look, nobody would be listening to this podcast for years and years and years if they didn't like Lee, right?
I don't know about that.
They'd be done with him already. Bill Curry Ford presents the podcast. Bill Curry Ford, Memorial Day savings all weekend long. Now, let's not forget what Memorial Day is all about, but you still have great savings at Bill Curry Ford. And they're tremendous supporters of the military and the community.
Yes, they are.
Just tremendous supporters. Of course, they've been here 65 years, a mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry Highway. Don't worry. Drive Curry, family owned, third generation and fourth generation at the dealership.
Looking at my Cherry Red Escape as we speak.
Yeah, we are at our occasional...
Second home here.
Not second home. Occasionally, we broadcast here from Buffalo Wild Wings. We're here today. And Newport Richie, and the Sage is out there with his cherry red Ford Escape 2020.
Let it be noted I ordered a salad, Steve. Let it be noted.
With honey mustard. I matched you with that. Very good, Ira. Very good.
Side of fries. Come on.
Not yet. Bill Curry Ford. Mobile service. Still free. Still no extra charge. They'll come out to your home. Of course, you're going to have to pay for your service there. But they'll also tow you back with the Bill Curry tow truck if that's what it takes. Schedule that at Bill Curry Ford.
You can be over there. You can be in your house in your living room watching Raise the Flags, the Bucks documentary, and they're working on your car in the driveway.
Well, that starts.
You can't beat that.
Well, that starts Monday, 8 o'clock on NFL Network. And Monday, we're going to have a special episode talking to the Raise the Flags creator, producer.
We got some real behind the scenes stuff on that, Steve. Got some behind the scenes.
Yeah, we got some cool stuff. Trent Cooper, we'll hear from him. But Bill Curry Ford won't be at your property because it starts at 8 o'clock on NFL Network. They'll be done by 5 o'clock working on your vehicle. Bill Curry Ford, just get shopping there today. BillCurryFord.com. Check out all the lease offers. $14,000 off MSRP right now on F-150s, 2026. Check that out. And later, Sage, we'll talk about our friends at Florida's Elite Restoration. Mold is a killer. You cannot ignore it. Can't just pretend it's going to go away. You know, it's one thing if it's a tiny little spot on a wall, but sometimes that can mean
it's only going to get worse. Right,
what's going on behind it? If you're cleaning out your garage, you're getting ready for barbecue or pool season, and you're in closets you aren't usually, and you're finding mold or water damage, call them immediately. Free inspection.
You mentioned Google reviews, Steve. They're the king of Google reviews.
5 stars across the board.
Across the board.
Hundreds. Stunning. Florida's Elite Restoration. .com. Ira, I'm excited to send people into the weekend with a new podcast here. We're already in the weekend, essentially. So anything...
Well, somebody might say it's a dead period. Nothing going on with the Bucks. Mm. We roll on, Lee. We roll on.
Well, it's certainly not dead. They got a heart of OTAs right now. I'm going to be out there Tuesday.
And they're on the cusp of the mandatory minicamp. Everybody better show up. Subject to fine, right, Lee? Subject to a fine.
Now, no one has mentioned this with the Bucks. I mean... No one, meaning Bowles, hasn't come out and said this. Danny Smith hinted that there was full attendance.
Speaking of Danny Smith, Lee.
And just for FYI, people don't know who Danny Smith is. He's a new Bucks specialist.
Well, also, it's voluntary. So that's why Lee's mentioning full attendance.
He was just raving about the attendance. And the insinuation was that just about everybody's there.
Lee, I haven't met Danny Smith, as you know, yet.
You're going to love him. You're
so when
love
I'm
him.
Standing next to him, like a mollusk, according to Steve, getting up into somebody's face, and I know one of you two guys are going to take a picture. What's the caption on that picture going to be?
Oh, I got to see what the picture is.
Danny Smith.
I got to see what the picture.
Got to see the picture.
Yeah, I got to see the picture first.
Two geriatric geezers.
No.
Talking it over. What are you going to say?
No,
I'm not sure.
Come up with something.
I got to see the picture. Got to see the picture.
You've taken a lot of pictures of me, Steve, over the years. When I didn't, I had no idea that you were snapping.
It might be. Danny, you should have seen me with a mustache. You know, it could have been like that. Something like that.
That's not bad, Steve.
So, Sage, I threw this on the website, and people get annoyed by it. Some, at least more, enough that I pay attention because, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 people get annoyed. Doesn't mean anything to me, but it's always interesting when it's loud, and I understand it. But, you know, the Mike Evans thing to me is still the biggest story with the Bucks right now, because we've gotten no answers from Evans. And if this were 15 years ago and newspapers still had money and TV stations for their TV news programs still had the budgets that they used to, they would have been out there talking to Mike Evans in Texas already, or out at 49ers OTAs, and they would have been trying to get to the bottom of simply, Mike, you're a legend in town. People are upset. What happened?
So you're saying he didn't really answer the questions when he went to the podium with the 49ers.
He did a Zoom news conference, which is very, very, very odd. This is not COVID time anymore. He was at the 49ers facility, did a Zoom news conference for about 9 minutes on a huge free agency signing. Guy's a Hall of Famer.
When he could have been in front of
the media,
live on the media,
live people. So he addressed it, of course, but he addressed it for like 30 seconds. And that's not detail when a legend leaves. So I'm paying attention with what goes on with Mike Evans, because I know I'll be watching that first game like tons of other Bucks fans when he takes the field in Australia. So simply put, Ira, Brock Purdy did an interview and said that.
Was this a Zoom call too?
No, this is just a sit down in San Francisco, and he talked about how he's been going over routes that Evans ran with Tom Brady and with Baker Mayfield, and Evans has been dissecting them, and he said Evans is unique because he thinks like a quarterback. He doesn't think like a receiver. He thinks like a quarterback, and that's a great way to whatever. And Purdy said he's feeling pressure because Evans is demanding success and has such a high level of demand that he's feeling the pressure, like, all right, this guy's here to win, kind of thing.
Well, but Lee, they don't have the pressure of the 1,000-yard season. That's a big thing. It's kind of a weight off his shoulders in one respect.
Yeah.
Now, he wanted to keep the streak going, as obviously.
Sure.
Lee, let me say this right off the bat. Until I hear differently, and maybe we will, but until I do, let's not overcomplicate this thing. Mike Evans thought he had a better chance to win another ring in San Francisco. Lee, what am I missing here? Is there anything more than that? Now, you can say Shanahan, you can say Purdy, you can say whatever you want. It all comes down to the same thing. He thinks he's got a better chance of winning another championship, which is his top priority. He's made all the money he can spend, Lee. All the money. And I don't think money was a factor.
It couldn't have been. He took a pay cut.
Lee, is there anything more than that? He thinks the 49ers are a better team. They give him a better chance, even in a tougher division.
There is more to that. It tells me if he believes that. And I'm not saying you're wrong.
Can you blame him if he does believe it?
Well, to me, that's basically saying I don't have any faith in Baker Mayfield.
That's taking it to the nth degree. If he thinks the 49ers are a better team than the Bucks, based on last year, he certainly got a lot of ammo to back it up. They were hurt more than the Bucks and won quite a few more games than the Bucks. So, well, you think there's more to it than trying to get another ring?
Well, Bucks fans are all but convinced it's because of Bowles. Of course, the Ebola virus is because of Bowles. Anything they can find, they'll pin on Bowles.
That's a subset of what I'm saying. Whatever the reason that Evans thinks that he's got a better chance with the Niners, whether it's Shanahan, whether it's Lynch, whether it's the players on the team, he thinks he's got a better chance.
Well,
Steve,
let me say this. I think it could be more than that, because he still knows that he's going out to the NFC West, where the Seattle Seahawks, the Super Bowl champs, live, where the Rams live. And they don't take away from the 49ers, but if most of the time, you know, teams who get to the Super Bowl or win division titles and have some of that, maybe some of that time off, a week 18 game where they get to rest a few guys, they get a home game, they don't have to go the distance.
Sometimes
on the road,
defending champs fall on their ass.
Yep.
Sure.
When's
like
the last time?
The old $3.
Outside the Chiefs, when's the last time a team won back-to-back Super Bowls?
Early 2000s with the Patriots.
Yeah.
But to Lee's point, the Baker Mayfield thing, it would be much more easier for Bucks fans to swallow if he ended up in Buffalo. And just Mike Evans simply came out and said, I wanted to play with Josh Allen. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback, and I think we got something here. I think fans could handle that. But Brock Purdy? nothing wrong with Brock Purdy, but you can't argue and come to a definitive decision that he's better than Baker Mayfield.
He's looking at the entire roster and seeing a team that was very competitive last year with more injuries than the Bucks.
A couple things. One, you
where am I wrong?
Okay. Well, I was trying to say, you mentioned two things in your sentence there. The latter was correct. They're winners. Look at the roster. Is that roster really that much better than the Bucks?
They're winners.
Okay, but
bingo. They're winners, but I don't know if the roster is better. Go ahead, Steve.
But Ira, I'm fuming, foaming here, whatever you want to call it. Number one, the Niners got hurt. They lost 2 years ago. They won 6 games. So put that wherever you want to put
it.
And
the Bucs beat them.
But what's the reason, a big reason, the Bucs didn't make the playoffs last year? There are a lot of reasons, but a big reason is Mike Evans was the one who was hurt.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with Ira.
I don't agree.
You don't think the Bucs would have made the playoffs if Evans played 16 games?
Not necessarily.
He was healthy and never tanking.
He wasn't doing
16
much.
16 games?
He wasn't doing much, Steve. He wasn't doing
all right.
Much.
Well, he did a lot against Atlanta, and he lost. That's
he also
my point.
Doesn't cover the back and the flat and screw up the tackle.
All right, great. So then you are admitting right now by saying that he's no loss for the 2026 season. He's no loss because he couldn't have even helped us win more game if he played an extra 8 last year. That's what you're saying.
I'm not going to say he's no loss. He's a Hall of Fame player.
Yes.
He wasn't playing like a Hall of Fame player before
when
he got
back, that Atlanta game, he damn near
he
won that by himself.
He was great in the Atlanta game.
He was excellent.
I don't think you can argue with my main point, Lee. For whatever reason, if you want to target Shanahan versus Bowles, that's fine.
Yeah, the core
you
reason
can do that.
He wants to win the ring.
But it
yeah.
still comes back to, I got a better chance with the Niners.
Yeah.
I got a better chance.
I laugh at myself every time I think of this. I got a better chance of winning with the Niners, yet the Niners, without him, lost to the Bucks.
That's interesting. That's and lost decisively.
Yes, with no Evans, no Godwin, no Ibuka. And real quick, while I'm thinking about this, you two guys, you can't figure out why Evans did a Zoom call and didn't go to San Francisco?
He was in San Francisco. That's the thing. He was there at the facility.
Did a Zoom call.
Yeah. See, I thought he did the Zoom from Texas.
No.
Because if you had a haircut like him, you wouldn't want to fly to San Francisco either.
No, he was there. I signed the contract. They had video of him entering the facility. The Niners shared that. But
that's
Zoom,
weird.
Yeah, very weird.
Well, what are Buck fans more pissed off? That he didn't say a formal goodbye or the idea that he thinks the 49ers have a better chance to win than the Bucs? Which bothers Buck fans more?
I have an answer, Lee. You want to take it first?
That Evans hasn't come clean. He's obviously hiding something. They want him to come clean.
Does he want to say something definitive like,
I just think
I have a better chance with the 49ers?
Well, that would do it if he would say that. But I think what Bucs fans want to know is, I left because of fill in the blank. I left because of six. I left because of Bowles.
Just give me a reason, right?
Yeah,
give me something.
Yeah, exactly. I think they want a definitive reason.
I think Bucs fans, the majority, maybe that's 55%, but the majority feel that you quit on our team. You're walking out. When you said you wanted to be a Buck for life, the Bucs wanted to pay you. You love Baker. You love Tampa. You love the fans. We all watched you in Raise the Flags. And if we didn't, we'll watch you Monday night on NFL Network and all week next week. We watch you profess your love for this team. They offered you the moon, and you said, sorry, I'm out.
For all we know, Evans left because his wife has allergies and can't deal with the Florida climate.
Correct.
That's why Jerry Reinsdorf moved to the White Sox spring training.
And, of course, when you ask the Bucks hierarchy, they say something like, he's looking for a new challenge.
I know. They're not going to come out and say it.
That's very soft.
They know.
Yeah, looking for a new challenge.
I don't know.
I don't know what they know. I don't know what he might have told teammates.
He doesn't like the direction of the franchise. He doesn't like it.
That's what it tells me.
I don't know.
That's what it tells me.
But this is why it's still in a lot of fans' craw. It's certainly in my
craw.
You
want to hear the words.
I want to know. 12 years loving a guy, rooting for a guy, believing that he was the Buck for Life guy.
Embracing his family.
That came out of his mouth. Buck for Life. I want to be a Buck for Life.
You can't handle the truth.
Exactly.
Lee, that 2-7, it had a big effect on him.
It's got a big effect on me. I'm so spooked about that.
You can't go up to 9 or 10 wins.
No,
right now.
I'm rattled by that. Absolutely rattled.
Lee's still
by
on
that.
Medication.
Are you rattled by 2-7, Steve?
Ooh, am I rattled,
rattled
by 2-7? If I have to boil it down to the core, I'm rattled by the Miami game.
Yeah.
Which you were there.
I can mentally escape from anything else. But that Miami game, no way.
Why? Because the Dolphins had more juice that day?
Quinn Ewers making his second NFL start, which first is even would be not as bad because at least they even had a little film on him from his first start against the Bengals. And here he comes. They can't beat him. They had 10 points in the fourth quarter against a tanking Dolphins team.
They win that game, they're going to win the division.
With the season on the line. So I haven't recovered from that.
What about the influx, the offseason, influx of talent?
Well, I like the changes that they've made. I like that they've admitted that they're too soft because we've sitting here talking soft, soft, soft. And I think I'd love to know why. They got soft. You only get soft when you pick soft players or you have a coach that's lost the team. And I hope it's the players, which is what they're saying, because the coach is still there.
And, Lee, I want to throw this out there. I only want to mention it. I don't want to dwell on it because Buck fans are going to be pissed off at me, which they are normally anyway. But, Lee, it's worth mentioning just once, just one. No Buck quarterback has missed a start due to injury since 2017 when Jameis Winston, I think, had a UCL or something and missed three games. The following year, Winston didn't start in September because he was suspended.
Good point. No, was he also
and
benched?
Fitzpatrick didn't lose his job because he was injured.
Didn't Jameis get benched for a couple games?
Yeah, yes, because Fitzpatrick
but it wasn't
got
an
off
injury.
To a great
okay.
start.
Okay.
That is a hell of a streak, Steve. I'm not wishing an injury on Mayfield, but it came close last year.
Very close.
Very close. If they had a better backup, I dare say, they might have thought about
and that's
them, and that bothers me.
Oh, yeah, it does, too. I just mentioned it last week. I said
going cheap on a backup quarterback that was a clown show at that time.
Well, what's even worse is Mayfield, from what Lavonte David has said and from what we've seen, he needed to sit out a game or two to get healed
and
up.
And you don't let him make the decision.
Well, not just that, which is bad in and of itself, but it's pretty clear they didn't trust Bridgewater. If you don't trust your backup quarterback, why is he on the roster?
I think they've improved there. I think they've improved.
Yeah,
same
yeah.
situation. I don't think they would hesitate to put the backup.
Browning in.
I don't know. The health stuff is always fuzzy.
Yes.
And
now I'm not saying the Bucs weren't hard hit by injuries. They were.
Yes, they were.
They were. The O-line, critical.
Bucs were beat to hell. No Ibuka, no Godwin, no Evans. Mayfield found a way to beat the 49ers. Wasn't like he was trying to find a way to beat Miami. He found a way to beat the 49ers. Put the clock ahead 6-8 weeks. He can't find a way with a healthy Godwin and a healthy Edwin Evans. He can't find a way to beat the tanking Dolphins.
And get a key back at right tackle.
Yeah.
A lot of Mike Evans fire and brimstone and interest. It's a mystery. And look, the exciting part for me is that I think we can unlock this mystery a little bit over time. Talking to players who should be talking about this. Every player should be asked about it. And the guys with some answers are coming soon.
How critical is this week one game against Cincinnati?
I don't think any week one game is critical. I wouldn't call any week one game critical.
If they lose, you think they could be looking at 1-3 as a start?
Give me the other three games real quick.
Green Bay.
They can beat them.
Cleveland.
They can beat them.
Minnesota. Green Bay.
Minnesota. No, I'm not worried.
Okay.
All right, Ira, last year, you guys were slapping me around because I called at Atlanta opening day a must-win.
You did. You did.
You still should be slapped around for that. Yeah. Still should be.
Absolute
must-win.
And
they got it.
And they got it. And they got it. This year, no. It's not a must-win.
I agree.
But
I agree.
It is a critical game.
It'd be a hell of a win. Be a nice win.
I got to see what happens in November and December.
It's not a must-win. But it's a critical game for Todd Bowles. Critical. Because of his own record. You won every opening day the last 4 years. You've been 2-0 the last 4 years.
Your defense stinks, and they have a potent offense. Right, Steve? So that's a critical matchup.
You summed it up well.
I summed it up right there. They got a potent offense.
Well, look, I hope they win. If he can fix the defense for week one against the Bengals, wow. What a telling thing that'll be if your defense is ready to roll.
Playing the Browns the next week, that gives you a lot of confidence.
Just a little bit ago, I laughed when you said, hey, you know, week one. They looked awesome the first half of last year, and we all saw what happened. So no matter what happens week one, I'm putting that on the back burner. I got to see what happens in November, December.
You think it's overhyped to say that they're going to miss the experience and the locker room presence of Evans and Lavonte David? If things start to fray a little bit, are they going to miss it?
I don't think so. Sorry, I don't think so. I think last year, and I'm just talking about last year, because you're not going to miss something from 3 years ago. If last year
they didn't turn it around with those guys.
I don't think
bingo.
Those guys weren't strong leaders last year. So I don't know how they're going to miss it.
Did it look like Lavonte David in his three tirades against his teammates, the defense? Did he inspire change? No. If anything, he reinforced quitting.
Who's going to be the spokesman for this new defense, Lee?
Is it
going to be Winfield?
I'm going to quote Danny Smith. You don't anoint leaders. They happen organically. The players will tell you.
I think the organic side of it is going to be Anzalone in a heartbeat because that's who he is. Everybody who's played with him said he's that guy. That he's that guy, and
got a track record,
and you can't help it.
I'm not a leader talk kind of. The only time you talk about leaders is rotten teams. If the Bucks are good, we don't talk leaders. We talk X's and O's. We talk matchups. This mysticism football. I just think it's.
I'm on record, Steve.
I'm just answering Ira's question.
I'm on record because you edited my column a couple weeks ago. I'm on record. I think Godwin's going to have a good season. I think he's going to have a Godwin season.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Am I off base there, Steve?
If you go back.
If he doesn't, I don't think he'll be back for 27. I don't think he'll be back.
I agree.
I think there's no chance, especially because the Bucs obviously had a desire to keep all of their iconic players. They wanted David to come back. Maybe they didn't, but they did. And Evans, they certainly wanted to keep. But those guys left. And I don't think the team's going to be like, oh, that means we got to hang on to Godwin. I think it's, well, if we got to move on, we moved on from
He's the longest tenured Buck now, Lee.
Is he now?
I believe he is.
I think they would look at it as, hey, we survived losing Evans and David if we let Godwin go.
Especially if Hurst shows something. Especially if Hurst shows something.
Hurst? Who's
Hurst? Hurst. As a rookie.
Well, Hurst.
No, Hurst.
The Brooklyn came out in
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
He's 30. He looked strong at the end of last year. He's a dedicated player. He knows the offense. He has chemistry with Baker.
He was great the year before. In the middle of the season, he was great.
I think he'll have a good season. I think he'll be back for that third season, which he's already under contract for, but it's not guaranteed money. I think he'll be back as long as he, is a 900-yard, 8-touchdown guy.
I'll tell you something about this Hurst. I am shocked I have not referred to him in writing or verbally as Bruce.
Bruce Hurst, Red Sox, lefty. Yeah, there you go.
There you go, Sage. There you go. All right, Ira, look, you brought up this. You threw it out there. I'm sure a lot of fans were mad at you, and I think you even prefaced it with that. But it needs a little bit more exploration because this is a big story for this season. I got to ask you this, but I'll mention first Florida's Elite Restoration. You got to call them 24/7 as soon as you have water damage, any property damage, storm damage in the Tampa Bay area and beyond across the state. If you're out in Lakeland, give them a call. If you have storm damage or whatever blows through, they will take care of you. Family-owned business. They'll get out there, free evaluation. Mention Ira when you first call. And if you need their services after the free evaluation, you'll get $500 back. They're also a one-stop shop, Ira, so they will replace your kitchen if you need a new kitchen after a situation, a bathroom, whatever it is.
You don't need a contractor. You don't need an outside.
Well, they're going to take care of everything for you. Obviously, if you want them to do that, they can do anything. So they're not just going to, tear out your garage.
And leave it as
and,
is.
Get out all the mold and then leave town. So check them out. FloridasElitereStoration.com. Check out all their Google reviews as well. Ira, you mentioned 1-3, and you think the Bucs could start 1-3? They can't start 1-3 because the fifth game is at Dallas on Thursday night. No matter how...
Can they flex out of that?
Yeah. No matter what you think of any road Thursday night opponent, that's a tough, tough, tough spot, and one the Bucs haven't...
History says you're going to have a tough time winning that game.
Yeah, and especially Bucs history on top of that. So they can't go 1-4. I think that Bulls could get fired right then and there if they go 1-4.
Not the Glazers' history to do that.
Not their history. I just think we've seen historic things that haven't happened have happened recently. So, they're 30-plus year owners. Things change. It can't happen. They can't do this. Too much talent to go 1-3 and then hit up a miserable road game.
And Lee, if you're 1-3, that means you've had three home games. And you're 1-3. Yeah.
Yeah.
If they are 1-3, this community is going to be howling for Bulls' scalp. Howling like when Schiano, when he started out 0-8 or 1-7,
0-8,
and that crowd, I remember it was a Thursday night game against Miami,
Monday night,
they were going bananas. I mean, Schiano, I don't know if he got to his car without security. I've never seen that place like it. It will be like that if they start out 1-3. Bulls won't even be able to go to a cookie store.
The Bulls skeptics, they don't need much more ammo, right, Steve?
No, they just need one loss, and they'll be out in,
they don't
in
even
full,
need that.
Full force, Now they're in a half force. They'll be out and going bananas.
I hate to say this because it sounds stupid based on an 8-9 football team that fell apart last year, but you got to beat the freaking Browns, Lee.
Yeah,
you got to beat the Browns.
They're a bad team. Fun nugget this week, Todd Monken, the new head coach there, who was the Bucs offensive coordinator.
I like Todd Monken.
friend of ours, he was going wild in the media. He did an OTA interview. He's like, we threw interceptions in 7-on-7. He's like, this is embarrassing.
I thought he's trying to talk up Shedeur Sanders, Steve.
Yeah, he's like, this
hey, it looks good. Looks good.
Like, no pass rush, no nothing. It's embarrassing. Terrible.
How can you throw interceptions on 7-on-7?
Like, well, that's what Monken was saying.
Nobody in your face. Oh, man.
No, the Browns aren't.
They don't have much. They got Myles Garrett. Yeah, they got Myles Garrett.
Who, by the way, Todd Monken's yet to meet.
Yeah, what's up with that? Oh, he's not showing up at the voluntary.
Well, to me, that's a significant red flag when your best defensive player hasn't met the head coach who was hired 4 months ago.
I still hope, I'm still hopeful the Bucs can pull off a trade for a beastly edge rusher, because now you could really push everything over the top if you had the stones to do that.
You don't even want to wait to see if Bane's a real deal?
Who cares? I hope he is a real deal. You can have Bane and somebody else.
Well, there's no need to get Myles Garrett. They got David Walker.
Come on, Lee. You should put your sunglasses on when you say that line.
You know,
I don't want to look at your eyes.
You know that's what Jason Light would say. You know it.
Do we need to hear anything more about David Walker until training camp? I mean, let's get a look at this
guy.
Well,
you know, the interesting part of it is that it really never comes from Todd Bowles. I don't hear Todd Bowles talking about David Walker. It's Jason Light. And he's allowed to love a player and be excited, and I can't wait to see the guy. He's built a lot of hype. I want to see it.
Yeah.
I know Lee's binoculars, second, first day in pads, are going to be on David Walker.
Well, what was the great line about Braswell a year ago, Lee? He's going to shock the world.
Yeah,
shock the world?
No.
Shock people.
He said
shock people.
He's going to shock people. That's
he's going to shock people.
He shocked them, all right.
You know who said shock the world? Shook up the world?
Muhammad Ali.
Cassius Clay.
Oh, is that right?
In the first fight. He stood on the ropes like this. I shook up the world.
For some reason, I was thinking that was Michigan Fab Five.
No more David Walker talk. And frankly, Lee, no more Reuben Bain talk right now.
Oh, no, that's going to be fine.
That's enough.
He's a first-round pick. You got to let fans be excited.
I think it's a huge...
I was being Mr.
I don't want to put pressure on Reuben Bain.
You're being Mr. Debbie Downer.
I don't want to put too much pressure on Bain.
So, I'm like you, Ira. I'm bullish on Godwin. For this year, very bullish. I'm very bullish on Abuka. Seems like class guy. Lee loved him in the draft. He came out firing. He fell off. Okay, that happens.
McMillan, solid.
McMillan, solid.
Solid.
Healthy.
Maybe more than solid.
And, you know, he's a special guy from what he came back from and the confidence he came back from. I think this is a huge year in so many ways for Winfield. And
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Cansey right there with him. Forget about Cansey's personal stuff. If he's on the field, he's damn good. Well, his injuries.
Okay.
He's damn good. And I think he could be he could fix a lot of warts if he's on that field full time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
As far as Winfield's concerned, Lee, you know, in the postmortem, Bowles said he was outstanding. He was outstanding. He did this. He did that. Now, we don't know X's and O's like Bowles, although you might say, well, wait a minute. Bowles might be a little short in that regard, too.
No, I'm not going to go there.
Did you see Winfield making plays, Lee, left and right? I didn't see it.
Here's what our good friend Sean Sullivan has said about Winfield. It's very interesting.
Did he spoil us from that unbelievable season?
No, Sean has a very interesting philosophy on this. We all know that Winfield got a bunch of concussions early in his career. And Sean is thinking that Bowles is saving him from himself. He's putting him in spots where, okay, he may not make as much of an impact as he has in the past, but it's going to lengthen his career because it's going to avoid hits. You can't get a concussion without getting hit. It's an interesting philosophy.
Lee, do you want a safety who's not hitting people? I mean, what's going on here?
I'm not Bowles, but I mean, I think there might be a kernel of truth to that. I think Sean might be onto something. You know, are the Bucs better off without Winfield on the field? No. So Sean is thinking that Bowles is putting him in position. He may make less of an impact, but he's going to be on the field more.
Steve, Winfield got paid what he got paid, which some people thought was an outrageous contract at the time, because of his flash plays. He's got to make flash plays, and I didn't see it.
Yeah, look, he hit it big in a contract year.
What was it?
And he got paid big, and we got to see big season. He's still in his prime.
Was it last year in New Orleans he had 2 touchdowns stolen by the referees? Stolen.
Was it last year or the year before?
At least one.
Yeah. And so he was making impact plays there. And, you know, if you want to make the argument that he was so bummed out by that, he shut it down, I don't disagree
with you about Cansey. When he's on the field, I notice him.
Well, Marcus West said something. Yeah, you're right. You do. Marcus West said something I thought was very, very interesting. He goes, for a defensive tackle to get 7.5 sacks on 12 games, that's pretty damn good.
It is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And so, it is pretty damn
and
good.
And like you just said, when he's on the field, you see him.
He's an impact player. And all right, Sage, look, Lee mentioned two people. Marcus West, new defensive line coach, for those who didn't realize. And he mentioned Sean Sullivan. That's our draft guru and the GM at Bill Curry Ford. And the guy you reach out and say, hey, Sean, I'm shopping for a vehicle. Give me the Ira Kaufman discount. And he's going to say, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And he's going to hook you up and treat you like family.
And he's now up to a 9-win projection on the Bucks.
He is. We'll talk to him about that before the season, see where he is in July or in August. BillCurryFord.com.
By the way, Steve, before we leave this award-winning podcast.
I have one more.
What award? Peabody?
Have either of you two guys, now this might be a topic off air, but have either of you two guys heard anything about how many Buck practices will be open to the general public?
Not yet.
And are we going to stop beating the bandwagon for regular Buck folks?
No.
Like the three of us?
Steve and I think
we're the only ones. We're the only ones saying it, Steve. We got to stay on this thing.
Steve and I think every practice, at least to some degree, should be opened up for the regular mom-and-pop fan.
I looked up the Niners. I think they have 9 open practices for anybody to come out. 9.
Steve and I can't understand why you can't have one section of the bleachers for non-season ticket holders. We don't understand why that cannot be. We don't understand it.
It's a similar song and dance. The Bucks have been adding like one a year. Maybe it's to appease us. I don't know. I don't think we have that much clout, but we got a little bit of clout. I think last year there were 3 open to the general public. Previous year I think was 2. Other teams have them all open.
Yeah.
Other teams have, you know, all but 2 or 3, whatever it is. That's the norm in the National Football League for teams that are much more popular than the Buccaneers. Now, every training camp facility has different capacity, but the Bucs have good – they don't have small capacity compared to the rest of the league.
Is the idea to incentivize people to buy – to get the season package?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we understand that, but that still doesn't overshadow, like Steve and I, our conviction is they can set aside a section for people who don't have season tickets. And if those aren't used up, you open up the rest of the section to the people who do have season tickets.
Ira, all right. I'm glad you brought this up. So the answer is yes. That was included as here's a perk. You buy season tickets, you'll get access to training camp. Okay.
Nice perk.
Nice perk. However, if the Bucks think more than 5% of their season ticket holders or 2% of their season ticket holders, and I'm being generous, buy season tickets to get access to training camp, they've lost their minds. Nobody's doing that.
And
so, you know what? Those fans are diehard fans, right? Most of them. Serious, very serious fans.
They're going to get the tickets regardless.
If you have season tickets, you want more Bucks fans to be built and cultivated. I've looked up the price of bleachers, like aluminum bleachers. You can shop that online. There's no reason the Bucks.
Who does that, Lee? Who looks up aluminum bleachers?
Can't stick up new bleachers out there. That's just the Joe Slob section. And you figure out a way to let them in every practice. And that's it. So shame on the Glazers.
We're going to stay on this, Lee. We're going to stay on it.
Shame on them. And the Bucks even have 2 or 3 practices every year in training camp that nobody's invited. You might have some VIPs trickling in, sitting in.
You know why we got to keep doing it? Because the legacy media, so-called legacy
media.
There
is no legacy
media. They won't say a peep, Lee.
No, nobody's listening.
They don't want to upset anybody at one Buck place. They can't do anything wrong at one Buck place.
Ira, you're starting to sound like Brett Baer.
We gotta represent Buck fans.
He's starting to look like Brett Hume.
We gotta represent Buck fans. That's what we do.
I had one last important one for you as we'll head out of here.
What am I going on, Kay Adams, Steve? Why aren't I on Kay Adams? Up and Adams.
Ask that dopey producer that's always gotta get FaceTime.
Last one for you, Ira. And remember, please listen to the last podcast if you didn't catch it. It's right there for you on various platforms at JoeBucksFan.com as well. We appreciate all our new listeners that are checking into the Sage and our brand of covering the Buccaneers. And Ira, look, Adam Schefter was out there point blank saying Baker Mayfield his mind is locked in, a little crazy about that home game against the Browns. That doesn't surprise anybody paying attention that Baker would be, you know, pacing the walls trying to
put he uses anything for motivation. We know that.
But he's from motivation against Miami.
Trying to hang 50 on the Browns. You know he wants to do that. But do the Bucs need to do anything to dial him back or try to calm him down before that game? Because it also wouldn't shock anybody if he came out there and threw a pick and, you know, lost his mind a little bit.
I don't know.
There will be a lot of Browns fans there as well. How they'll greet him, it will be interesting.
I know this goes against human nature, but I hope Mayfield treats it like another game.
I agree.
I hope.
I agree. Because
the Bucks are better than the Browns. Don't try to do too much against the Browns. Just beat them. Just beat them.
If he does his job, they will beat the Browns, and his goal will be reached.
Does he need therapy before that game? A week, you know, all week long.
He could come on this podcast. We'll talk to him. We'll straighten him out.
I don't know if he cares for me or not. So,
I'm not worried about Mayfield. I'm not worried about him. He's the least of the Buck problems.
Now, but here's a question for you. Do you think now? And this is a little sinister.
And no, I'm not benching him against the Browns. Don't even.
Oh.
Do you think the Browns organization, which knows Mayfield and knows the players, you think they may send a little money to? Not a cash payment
to
or something.
Miles Garrett?
But no, but they may pay for Tony Grossi, Baker Mayfield's media nemesis in Cleveland, and say, hey, Tony, why don't you go to Baker's news conference on Wednesday?
Well, only his bits would think like this, Lee. This is tremendous.
The Bucks won't let him in.
Why don't you go to his news conference Wednesday, cover the team down there.
Get him all out of kilter.
Rile him up a little bit. You think that might happen? Grossi shows up?
No.
I don't think it would happen. If I see Grossi, who's a fellow Hall of Fame voter, I'm going to say, what the hell are you doing here on a Wednesday? You don't even travel with this team. I don't even expect you on Sunday. So, no, Steve, but I love the way your mind works. I love it.
I'd be shocked if the Bucks credentials.
You're going to throw Mary Kay Cabot in the mix, too? Her and Grossi show up in the first row?
Well, it's interesting. Lee said
you. And Randy Harris says, what the hell are you doing? That's my seat. I think that'd be tremendous.
But Lee said he didn't think the Bucks would let Tony Grossi in. But does Mayfield want to look like he's scared of Tony Grossi? And do the Bucks want to deny a legitimate credential to a Hall of Fame selector, well-known guy?
They've done that with Dan Pompey before.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, they have.
Did they?
I remember Pompey, well, they gave him a credential, but he came down here specifically to talk to Jameis. They wouldn't let him talk to Jameis.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, they usually treat the out-of-town media very well, the Bucks staff.
Well, the Jameis situation was a little touchy.
Yeah, yeah. The Bucks could beat the Browns from here to Tuesday without Mayfield going crazy. Don't go crazy.
All right. Sounds good, Ira. We will be back with a special podcast on Monday. Enjoy the weekend, everyone.